There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faint its blushes sing from the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where folks really enjoy living. Maybe they're a little bit old-fashioned, but they consider singing a mighty important part of living. These folks have a ready smile and a heart that's bigger in their town. They like home cooking and fresh country air. Most of all, they like to gather at Eli Jenkins and practice their song.
Who in thunderation? Everybody knows I've been closing up at 5 o'clock for 13 years. All right, I'm coming. Don't know why folks have to come around disturbing. What is it?
I'm so sorry to bother you, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, Alice. Oh, that's all right. I just didn't know who it was. Didn't ever expect to see you coming around for groceries, being as how you board at Myrtle Foster's.
I didn't come for groceries, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh?
I was just passing on my way home from school, and I wanted to ask if I might come a little early to the singing rehearsal tonight. I'd like to ask your advice about something, if I may.
Oh, reckon as how that'll be all right, but what's troubling you?
Within the next few hours, I must decide whether to stay with my school teaching here or whether to go away to, to an entirely new life.
Well, now, that is serious. You think you might go away? Well, you don't seem exactly happy at the thought of it, either.
But I'm afraid that's what I'm going to have to do.
Well, now, you just come around early and we'll talk about this, Alice. Jenny and me will be through with supper by 6:30, and this door will be locked, so you come to the side stairs.
Thanks, Mr. Jenkins. You're always so understanding. See you at 6:30.
You know, in every little town, there's a focal point for activity. Usually it's the main street where folks stop to talk. But down our way, it's the parlor of Eli and Jenny Jenkins.
That was a mighty fine stew, Jenny. I'll swear every one of the 30 pounds I've gained since we've been married is all due to your stews.
Well, that ain't bad, Eli. 30 pounds makes just about a pound a year. Besides, a skinny man ain't no comfort in your old age.
Now, Jenny, you know any man's a comfort in your old age. Look how Patience is doing her dead level best to set a trap for poor old Ben.
Well, she'd make Ben a fine wife.
Well, if he's really growing deep, like he says, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. You know, that woman's tongue ain't been still since the Mississippi was a creek. Ma, I'll bet she even talks when she's sleeping. I think I'll have to sneak up to her bedroom window some night and watch that tongue of hers a-wagging by moonlight.
Eli Jenkins, what a way to be talking. You don't ever hear Cliff talk that way about folks.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't see why Alice don't pay no attention to him, being he's so taken with her.
Oh, I almost forgot. Alice stopped by the store at closing time and said she had something mighty important on her mind and wanted to come early tonight and get a bit of advice.
Dandy Goshen, Eli, this is a fine time to be telling me. I'll have to hurry and get the dishes done up.
I forgot to tell you before.
I wish you'd sop up the gravy so it'd leave your plate neat-like. Always make such a mess swimming around.
Oh, that's Alice now.
When, no need for you to bust your neck. She'll keep her 5 days.
Well, it ain't polite to keep her waiting. Oh, well, good evening, Alice.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins. Am I too early?
No, not at all. Come right on in. Now, just set yourself down here, and let's see if we can't take that furrow out of your brow. Right over here.
Thanks. Perhaps it seems strange that I'd bring you my troubles, but you and Jenny have been so kind during the months I've lived here.
Yeah, no apologies now. We're happy to have you come to us.
Well, I guess I may as well plunge in and tell you all about this.
Mm-hmm.
It all started back before the time my mother was so ill 2 years ago.
Oh.
I simply didn't have the money to pay for it all, and the man I was working for heard about it and paid all the hospital bills out of the kindness of his heart.
Mm, well, that was right nice of him.
As the months went by, we became good friends, but I never thought of him seriously, and when he took it for granted we were going to marry, that's when I decided on the spur of the moment to come here to this teaching position.
You didn't take to the idea, huh?
Well, he's nice and has a good home, but, well, I...
You just don't love him.
I'm so grateful and still even owe him $600 that I haven't been able to pay back.
And he's still pressing you to get married, huh?
Yes. I received a long wire from him today pleading with me to go with him tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, he's passing through here on the 919.
Oh, so you feel obligated because of the money and because he's been kind to you, huh?
Well, it's not that he's using my debt to him as a lever. I could say no with a clear conscience if I'd only been able to at least pay the money back.
So you think you'll be going down to meet that train?
I already checked my bag at the depot.
And there's nothing down our way to give a backward glance to?
Of course. You've all been grand to me.
There's one in particular that's been mighty attentive to you, Alice.
Please, tell me what you think I should do. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Well, I'll tell you.
Hi, Sergeant. This ain't time. Eli Jenkins is sitting in his parlor talking to a pretty girl. It'll happen every time when Venus is in opposition to Jupiter.
Can't you stomp your feet when you're coming up them stairs, Patience? You scare a body half to death.
Twouldn't bother you none if you're innocent, Eli. Where's Jenny?
Yeah, she's right in there, redding up the dishes. Go in there and bother her.
Patience is just teasing you.
Hurry, Alice.
Out of my way, folks. Out of my way. I got to get a chair fast after climbing those doggone steps.
What's the matter, Ben? That their job as postmaster getting too much for you?
My job, it's my symptoms. Have I got symptoms?
Yeah.
Is it 7 o'clock yet? Quick, somebody tell me.
It's 3 minutes after.
Gee, hossipits. And I was supposed to have my pink pills on the dot. Eli, get me some water, you old coot, before I turn up my toes.
If you'd stop swallowing them pills. Jenny, bring a glass of water before the parlor burns down.
What? A glass of water?
Yeah, and hurry. Ben here is just about to... Well, I don't know what he is
Mandy
about.
Mandy Goshen, what's on fire?
Old Ben's just got hot under the collar again. Pour it down to him and cool him off, Ma.
Scared the daylights out of me. Evening, folks.
Evening. Hello, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Well, are we all set to start practicing now?
All except for Cliff. I see the lights still on his gas station as I come over. He doesn't care for nothing except selling another gallon of gas and putting away another dollar.
Cliff wants the money to continue his musical training, Ben. And if he's willing to work that hard to save it, I think he should be commended, not criticized.
That's right.
You know, I was reading to my students today about Lincoln, who was just a country boy. But he had ambition and determination.
Oh, shucks, Alice. I didn't
Thank
mean to...
Thank you for the comparison, Alice. I didn't intend to eavesdrop. The door was open.
You didn't mean for Cliff to know you liked him that much, did you, Alice?
Shall we get on with the practicing now? Evening, Cliff. Come along, folks, and gather around.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's start with a number for next Friday's sociable. Sound the chord, Jenny. Right. That's about it. Yeah, that's about it. Now, start all together now, and let's see if we can't wind up the same way. All right, everybody.
When the toilet day is over, with our Lord.
hoity-poity folks. You know, there's nothing like singing to make you feel good.
You know, that's just what I say, Eli.
Yeah.
Why, when I'm singing, I almost forget my symptoms. By the way, somebody better remind me at 8 o'clock sharp. I gotta take my white pills,
yeah,
then.
If you just stop swallowing them pills and eat your vittles a mite slower and give that big intestine of yours a rest...
I ain't aiming to talk about my big intestine in front of these ladies, Eli Jenkins. An old bachelor's got to have some private life.
Even a married man's got a private life, then.
I ain't never going to know, because I ain't never going to be no married man. Not even if Mars and Jupiter and the whole conflagration tells you I am.
You mean constellation,
Bob. I mean I ain't going to marry nobody. There, I went and got my blood pressure all wrought up, as if I didn't have enough symptoms.
Well, why don't we get on with our practice?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jenny. Now, let's see. We got to get a solo ready for the Saturday picnic of the PTA.
Oh, I suppose you want that Cracker Jack solo of mine for the spot, Eli?
Well,
many brave hearts...
That ain't a fitting song for a picnic,
it's
Ben.
It's a mighty pretty song the way I sing it. Many
now, Ben,
brave
Ben,
heart...
do we have to go through this every time there's a solo place?
That's what I say, Ben. You're always trying to horn in.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just always trying, but I never get in.
Well, you mustn't be so eager. Although, of course, I know how you feel. It's not easy to take a back seat.
Yeah, you ain't been the same woman since Alice replaced you as soprano patients.
But I'm delighted, Eli. Why, I'm just so interested in her singing that it hurts me every time she goes flat.
Even the best singers are apt to flat occasionally, patients.
Oh, there you go, jumping to her defense, Cliff. I don't know why you two don't get together.
Well, patient, you may have to go back in as soprano for the group. You see, I expect to leave tonight on the late train.
Alice, you're leaving?
My stars, I ain't heard nothing about this.
Still planning it, Alice?
I think so.
Well, don't stand there waiting for Alice to say some more. Let's get on with the practice. About that solo, Cliff, how about giving out with one of them there numbers you learned while you was in New York? Not too highfalutin now, just one of those simple little ones.
Well, let's see now. One of the tunes I like best is one I heard in a Broadway show while I was there. It was quite a while ago, but I remember the whole evening clearly. Boy, was I excited. It was the first New York production I'd ever seen. And all through the performance, I sat on the edge of my seat, all the time telling myself that someday I'd be up on that stage, that I'd be singing to a packed house and to one special girl who'd be sitting right down the front row.
Dear face that holds so sweet a smile for me, were you not mine, how dark the world would be. I know no light above that could replace love's radiant sunshine in your dear, dear face. Give me your smile, the love light in your eyes. Life could not hold a fairer paradise. Give me the right to love you all the while. My world forever, the sunshine of your smile.
Beautiful, Cliff.
Yes, indeed it was. It's right that you should study and keep up your singing.
Well, now I know that Cliff has a pretty voice and nice ability, but according to my calculations, he ain't necessarily fitted to be a singer. When you consider he was born under the sign of
Patience,
Virgo and Neptune
you're
was
the
a...
most exasperating. I'll bet I couldn't ever blow my nose without you saying it's cause of the stars.
Now, Eli.
Well, if I believed everything Patience say, I'd never get out from behind the eight ball.
Eight ball? Oh, my gosh. I'll bet it's 8 o'clock and I'm about to forget my medicine again.
Oh, sure.
Oh, why don't somebody help me to remember them pills?
You're right on time, Ben.
Oh. There, now I feel better already.
Well, I must be getting on my way.
You sure, Alice?
Don't know what all this secret is about. Seems like something big is going on.
Alice may be leaving us tonight, Patience.
Well, don't you know?
If I had a guess, she knows one thing. But she's planning to do another. Ain't that right, little girl?
Never mind.
Anyway, you don't need to leave just yet. Why don't you practice up that duet with Cliff? And then if you ain't here for Susie Baxter's wedding next Tuesday, he can sing it alone.
I'm afraid it's too late.
It'll only take a minute now. Come on. Jenny, get over at the organ.
But I really don't think I
ought to.
What's
the matter, dearie? You afraid to sing our romantic old song with Cliff?
Why, all right, Jenny. I will stay and sing it, if you please.
Yeah, bless your patience. For once, you said the wrong thing at the right time.
Oh, answer me a question, love, I pray. My heart for thee is pining day by day.
Running out that way. She was crying, too. Now, just what do you make of that?
Yeah, and you'll make plenty of it, Patience.
And now, let's not be sitting here talking it over.
My stars, I don't know what all's going here tonight. Everybody acting so queer. What's the matter with Ben and Cliff? Can't they do nothing better than to sit over in the corner with long faces?
Why don't you go over and sit between them, Patience? There's room for more on the sofa.
You really think I should sit there between them two men?
Well, you better while you got the chance. You won't get more many chances at your age.
Would you boys like a little female company?
Boys.
You know, that girl Alice, Ma, is pretty mixed up. She's about to make a big mistake and plumb ruin her life.
Yes, we're bachelors.
Can't you do nothing to straighten her out?
But they got all the whole company to make innocent.
Well, I hate to just go and tell her what to do. She's big enough to know her own mind.
She's no bigger than you, Pa. And I still tell you what to do.
I'd sooner eat beans out of a can than to get hitched.
Yes, maybe you do with that, Jenny.
She's still standing right out there on the porch. Why don't you go out and talk for a spell?
You look cute when you're mad, Ben.
I ain't mad at any time.
I guess maybe it's my duty to talk to her.
Now, Eli, it ain't that hard to take.
I'm sorry for the way I acted just now.
Nothing to be sorry for, Alec.
What time is it?
Can't hardly see. It's exactly 15 minutes to 9.
Oh, I'd better be hurrying down to the station, then.
Well, you go right ahead, girlie, if you think really it's best, but I just hope you'll remember Jenny and me sometimes.
Of course I will. You're such wonderful people.
Well, now, we ain't wonderful or anything, but we're happy people. And we're happy, Alice, because there's a heap of love between us. It ain't been easy for us these 32 years, especially when we was on the farm and never knowing from year to year if a frost might wipe out the crops. But we managed and sent the kids off to the city. Of course, we went might hungry at times just so we could buy this here little store. Did you know we was pretty rich folks, Alice?
Well,
I don't mean money rich. Anybody can gather that. I mean we got a full store of blessings. And as much as I loved Jenny, we'd never gathered them if she hadn't loved me back. Did you say you had to hurry to get down to the train? I think you should.
You think I should?
Yeah. I think when the 919 pulls in, you should go down and tell that feller that you like him too much to marry him without loving him. And then you'll thank him for that loan and tell him you'll be sending him that money you still owe him.
But I can't. School teachers just don't earn very much.
Never you mind about what school teachers earn. Jenny and me put away a few dollars these last years, and if it'll get you free of this here obligation...
But I couldn't think of letting you do that.
It ain't buying anything, laying in the bank, and I'm dead certain it'll prevent you from making a mistake.
But, Mr. Jenkins...
Stop your arguing now, Alice. Let's finish with our practicing before the train pulls in, and then you go down and tell them what I said.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins...
Gosh, it's been a long time since a pretty gal smacked me.
Mr. Jenkins, I don't know how to thank you. I'll pay you back just as soon as I can.
Oh, stop worrying about that. Gosh, my cheek is kind of tingly-like from their smack. Guess I ain't as old as I thought I was. Come on along, Alice.
My stars, what have you two been up to?
Come on, folks. Let's get on with the practicing. Alice will have to be getting down to meet that train. But don't worry none. She ain't getting on it.
You aren't leaving, Alice?
You bet she's not.
Oh, Alice.
She's coming right back here to her school teaching and her friends and...
That's right.
Here, everything is over. And I never even knowed what was going on. Beats all.
Find your music, Jenny, and let's all sing good now.
I got it right here, Pa.
All right, sound the chord first now. All right, now. Everybody knows the words now, so let's put some real feeling into it. All right, now. Everybody.
Soaring in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Everybody.
Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing. Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing. Bringing in the sheaves.
Alice, you take the second verse all by yourself and we'll just hum. All right.
Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither cloud nor winter chilling breeze.
labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Yeah, that's mighty pretty. You know, while we were singing, I got to thinking what that feller James Whitcomb Riley said. It's the songs you sing and the smiles you wear that's a-making the sunshine everywhere.
It's been a right nice visit, folks. Won't you drop in again next week for another evening of singing? We have some mighty pleasant times down our way, so we'll be looking for you.